many families out there are struggling with the cost of living, and you know, the high cost of rent and mortgages and all of those things are impacting people. And indeed, grocery prices going up and up all the time, fuel prices going up all the time. And at the, suppose the most pinch time in people's lives is around when they have children in college, and it's very, very difficult to have money for everything. And college fees are a huge cost for families, and to see that they're not going to make any change to them, that they're talking about taking them, reducing them, is what we need to see them done. In fact, Sinn Féin proposal would be that they would be reduced by 1,500 a year for the first year, and then we're phasing them out altogether. That's what we need to see happen. But government has decided against that, that they're going to maintain college fees, and it's very, very difficult for families out there. And I think, you know, the high cost of accommodation is also having a huge impact on it. So it's really very, very bad form on behalf of government, where in the election they promised that one of the things they would be doing was dealing with student fees. And people voted for them on that account. And it's another one of these broken election promises that's coming from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
They've also said, though, and they're adamant, that the budget, the upcoming budget, will still be beneficial to students and their families in other ways. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, a few scraps from the table isn't any good. And that's what they're talking about here. They're talking about, you know, maybe some little bit of tinkering with taxes or something. That's not going to make any difference to the vast majority of families out there who are under huge pressure. And, you know, student fees are a major cost for families and a major cost for young people when they're trying to get, you know, advance in life, etc. And it's just totally wrong and unfortunate that government has gone down this route. We want to see student fees reduced, and we want to see fair play for students. They're already paying far too high of accommodation costs and everything else, and we need to see this done as quickly as possible. But government, again, is reneging on an election promise where they promised that they were going to reduce student fees, and instead of that, they're keeping them as they are. And in fact, it means that they're going to be increasing because the overall inflationary impact is putting prices up for everybody everywhere.